on earth as is in heaven for our mutual encouragement.
今天我们用在地如同在天的这个主题跟大家一起勉励。
What does it mean on earth as is in heaven?
那在地如天的意思是什么呢？
Sometimes people say that I live on earth, but how can I be living in heaven?
有些人会说我们在地球上生活，怎么会在天国呢？
But in Acts chapter 2, 42 to 46, it describes some believers are living on earth as is in heaven.
但在《使徒行传》第二章的42节到46节写的就是他们有一些信徒，他们在地上生活就像在天国一样。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
我们看《使徒行传》第二章。
Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
使徒行传第二章四十二节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
使徒行传二章四十二节。
42.
四十二节。
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Verse 43. Then the fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Verse 44.
44.
Now all who believed were together and had all things in common. 45. And sold their possession and goods and divided them among all, as anyone had need. Verse 46.
46.
So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. Verse 47.
47.
Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. I here describe the time of apostolic church.
这里讲到在使徒教会时候的情况。
We can see that the believer really enjoy being together.
我们看到信徒真是很喜欢在一起生活。
And while they've been together, they feel that their life was in heaven because they feel the love, they feel the power of God, and they feel the wonderful fellowship they have.
他们在一起相聚的时候，因为他们就觉得在天国一样，因为他们有弟兄姐妹之间的爱，有神的能力，就像有美好的团契。
And do you know which book of the Bible mentioned that we need to do you know which book in the Bible that is the best book for the fellowship?
我们知道在圣经中哪一书是讲最好、讲到最美的团契的吗？
Which book is the best book for the fellowship?
那是哪一本书是最好的关于团契的书？
It's Book of Deuteronomy.
那实际上是在民数记。在生命记。
Sometimes we rarely read Book of Deuteronomy.
我们很少去读生命记。
Book of Deuteronomy, in fact, is a very good book for family service or also for fellowship.
但生命记其实确实可以为家庭聚会或者是我们团契来学查好的非常好的经节。
Why is it?
那它讲什么呢？
Because in Book of Deuteronomy, there are many verses that tell us that what Moses said, right? It's not just to teach us, but also we need to teach our children, and the people around us.
因为在生命记中讲到很多摩西所说的话，不仅我们自己要学习，我们也要教导我们的孩子或者说身边的人。如果我们反复的话，
responsibility to share with others and also teach ourselves.
我们就有这个责任来把这些道理跟我们旁边的人来分享。
Also in the Book of Deuteronomy, it tells what is the most important.
并且在生命记中也讲到最重要的是什么。
How can we remember God in our lives?
我们怎么样来在日常生活中来纪念神？
It also tells the Ten Commandments and also other commands of God.
它有在讲到十诫，也有讲到神的其他的诫命。
It also mentions about the history of Israel's journey.
就讲到关于以色列人的旅程的历史。
What happened to them and how they overcome or what they did wrong?
他们有做什么事情？他们遇到什么困难，他们做了什么错事。
And also tells them what's clean, what's unclean, what should be done.
也有在讲到什么是干净的，什么是不洁的。
So all these things actually says very plainly, all we have to do is meditate and apply to our lives.
很多事情都讲得很明白，那我们所要做的事就是我们要思考，然后在生活中行出来。
So today we're going to divide the session into two major points.
那今天我们要把这个正道要分成两部分。
First point, we'll talk about why we need to have fellowship and also family altar in our house.
那第一部分我们要讲为什么我们需要有团契，并且要有家庭的祭坛。
Second is how we can establish such wonderful fellowship and family altar in our house.
那第二个就是说我们要怎样子来做，能够来实现美好的团契跟家庭祭坛。
So that we can feel like we are living on earth as it's in heaven.
那我们这样子，我们就可以觉得我们在地球上生活就像在天国一样。
Let's look at first reason why we should have fellowship.
那我们来看第一个，我们需要有团契的原因。
And also family order.
然后也有家庭祭坛。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1.
我们来看生命记第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1.
生命记第四章第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1.
生命记四章一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
生命记四章一节。
Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgment which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your father is giving you. Please read.
四章一节，以色列人啊，现在我所教训你们的律例典章，你们要听从遵行，好叫你们存活，得以进入神你们列祖之神所赐给你们的地。
The first reason that we need to have fellowship to learn the word of God is that we can possess the promised land that God is giving to us.
所以第一个我们要有团契的原因，是因为我们这样子可以进入神所应许的地方。
The promised land we always referring to the heaven kingdom that we're going to go after we die.
一般我们说神所应许的地方，就是说天国，就是我们死后要去的地方。
But That's true. But however, this land of Canaan is also referring to our family and also our church.
这当然是正确的，但是这个应许之地也包括我们的家庭或者是我们的教会。
Because wherever there is God,
那无论哪里只要有神，
that place where the chosen people gather, that is the promised land. That is the God's promised kingdom.
神的选民聚集的地方就是迦南地，就是神的国。
So we need to learn the judgments of God, the statutes of God, so that we can possess it.
那我们要学习神的律例跟典章，这样子我们才能遵行。
And so when we possess this promised land, we'll discover that our house, our church, and also in our heart, will be like on earth as it's in heaven.
所以我们如果能进入到这个神应许之地的话，我们的心，我们的，就像在教会里，就像在天国一样。
I have many believers told me this.
很多信徒告诉我。
They say that, you know what? On every Sabbath is the day I look forward to.
每一个安息日都是我盼望的来一天。
And, you know, you might wonder why people say like that. I'm sure that some of us have this kind of experience.
那有的，你可能会想，为什么会？他们这么会这么说，但是我也想，我们可能也有相同的经验的人。
Because there are many people that they experience that joy and the peace, in Sabbath.
因为很多人都能体会到在安息日能带来的喜乐跟平安。
For example, they come to church.
举个例子，他们来到教会。
And then they heard the sermon.
他们听到正道。
And they feel that in their heart they are being satisfied. They feel that they were enriched.
他们觉得他们的心里得到满足，他们觉得他心中有丰丰满满。
They feel that the God is among them.
他们觉得神是在他们之间。
Not just that, they also when they pray, they feel the love and they feel the power of God in their heart.
并且当他们祷告的时候，他们觉得心里面充满了神的爱跟神的能力。
And the most interesting part is the fellowship too.
那最有趣的一部分就是说我们的团契。
For example, in Bowen Park Church.
举个例子，比如说在伯恩教会。
Every time after the service, right, there will be so many brothers and sisters, right? They will go out and eat together.
那在他们团契完之后，很多弟兄姐妹他们都会一起出去吃饭。
And I assure you, the group is always getting bigger and bigger. The group is getting bigger and bigger.
我可以看到，那这么一起去团契的人，人数越来越多。
There is a adult group where a lot of adults gather together, and then they will chat and talk.
他们有成人的团契，他们在聚在一起，他们会聊天。
And I attended many times, and they really enjoyed it, such wonderful fellowship.
那我有参加过他们的团契，那每次他们都很 很喜欢这样子的方式。
And also children had their own fellowship too.
孩子们也有他们自己的团契。
Wow. And so many people are looking forward to that day, Saturday.
很多人都盼望的安息日这一天。
So that in the spirit they would feel, and then they feel the love of brothers and sisters.
所以在灵中他们可以感觉到弟兄姐妹之间的爱。
So the first reason why we need to have fellowship is that we can experience on earth as in heaven.
所以第一个要为什么要有团契的原因，就是我们可以体验到在地上就像在天上一样。
Okay. Second reason, let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 5.
第二个原因，我们看《生命记》的第四章第五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 5.
生命记第四章第五节。
Surely I have taught you statutes and judgment, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess. Verse 6.
第五节。
Therefore, be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who will hear all these statutes and say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Verse 7.
第七节。
For what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him? Verse 8.
第八节。
And what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgment as are in all this law which I set before you this day. Here is that tells us in fellowship we can learn the statutes and the understanding from God.
那我们这里讲到我们在团契中我们可以学到神的律法跟神的神的能力。
Through the fellowship,We learn the word of God.
在团契中，我们可以查好神的道理。
And it will make us wise.
那这会让我们变得更有智慧。
I know that we have many people spend a lot of time, you know, pursuing worldly knowledge.
我们知道很多人花很多的时间去追求世上的知识。
I'm not saying that we shouldn't.
我并不是说我们不要去做。
But then, compared to how much time we really study the Bible and fellowship and learn the word of God, it's very few comparing to how many years we spend in school learning knowledge.
但是我们花在查好神的道理的时间，查好神的知识的时间，却比我们在查好世界上的知识的时间要少得多。
In fact, yes, worldly knowledge can give us some kind of knowledge or technique to do certain things in this world, to fix certain things.
当然，世界上的知识可以给我们一些技巧，给我们一些方法，让我们在这世界上能做出一些事情出来。
But then we don't learn much about God, also God's criteria, also God's wisdom from the world.
如果我们，但是我们在世界上学不到我们神的标准，我们神的智慧。
So, not just coming to church once a week, to learn the word of God.
所以我们并不要只是每一个星期一天来到教会来学习神的话语。
Since we can feel, we know that being together, we feel the bonding, we feel what the wonderful.Presence of God and believers, we can also bring this to our family, our families.
如果我们来到教会，我们觉得我们都成为一体，我们能够有神的智慧，那我们可以把这些跟我们的家庭分享。
Why should this blessing only once a week in the church?
为什么我们的这个神给我们的祝福只是每个星期一天呢？
We can also call our family members, our children, our brothers and sisters come together and fellowship.
在家里，我们同样可以把我们的弟兄姐妹、把我们的家人叫起来，一起来团契。
And then, in the fellow family service, we can communicate and pray together, have a guidance of God.
在家庭聚会的时候，我们可以一起相互交流，然后一起来敬拜神。
And study the word of God, and we all become wise.
来查好神的道理，然后大家都变得很有智慧。
So this is the second reason we should not just having service once a week in the church, but we need to bring that.God in the church, also in our house.
所以这就是原因，这就是为什么我们在教会不能只是一个星期才有一次聚会，并且我们在我们的家庭中，我们平时都要有来查好神的道理。
We need to bring God that's in the church, right, to our house.
我们要把在教会里敬拜的神，同样只在拿到请到家里面来敬拜。
And we can feel Him the same way that we feel in the church.
那我们这样子就可以在家里面也能同样子感觉到像在教会一样。
Let's look at the third reasons why we need to have fellowship.
那我们来看第三个原因，为什么我们要有团契。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 14.
我们来看生命记第四章第十四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 14.
生命记四章十四节。
And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgment, that you might observe in the land which you cross over to possess. Please read.
十四章十四节，那时神又吩咐我们将律例典章教导教训你们，使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行。
Moses said that God told him to teach the Israelite people to keep his law.
摩西说神让他去教导以色列人来遵守这些律例典章。
We know that in any organization or in any place, right, wherever there's a people, there need to be a law.
我们知道在任何组织任何如果有一个一群人的话总是需要有一个规章制度。
Because if there's a group of people, there's no law. Everybody will do whatever they want. It will be chaotic.
如果在这个组织里面没有任何的法治的话，那这些人想做什么就做什么，那就会变成很混乱。
Isn't that true?
难道不是这样子吗？
And so in order to obtain the promised land, in order to feel, to experience on heaven as it's in heaven, on earth as it's in heaven.
所以如果要进入这个应许之地，如果要就像在地上能够能到在天上一样。
Then we have to keep God's commandments.
那我们必须去遵守神的诫命。
We need to observe them.
我们必须去遵守它。
If we don't have them, then we will discover that on earth is quite chaotic. We cannot feel that we are in heaven.
如果我们不去这样做的话，我们在地上就是变得很混乱，不可能像在天国一样。
And these laws are to give us to have peace and to have order.
这些律例典章是要带给我们平安，带给我们秩序。
Okay. And let's look at the fourth reason.
我们再看第四个原因。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6. Verse 1.
生命记第六章第一节。
Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded you to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess. Verse 2.That you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandment, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your day may be prolonged. The fourth reason why we need to learn the word of God in fellowship is that all days may be prolonged.
第四个原因我们要在地上一起聚集来查考神的道理的原因，就是因为和这样子可以使我们的日子得以长久。
You know, sometimes we think in our life, is many years before us.
我们经常会想我们的生命还可以活很长。
Especially young people, they feel like I have many years to go.
特别是年轻人觉得我们会有很多年日子。
But actually, our life is not in our hands. Nobody can say I will live through tomorrow.
但是实际上我们的生命，我们的并不在我们的手里，没有人可以说我们明天一定活着。
In fact, if we want to live a long life, then we need to keep God's commandments.
但实际上如果我们想要活一个长的 生命的话，我们就需要遵守神的诫命。
And so when the time that God is thinking taking our life away,
当神要把我们从世上取走的时候，
And if we do not want to, we may ask God, say, God, can you please give me a couple more years?
如果我们还不想离开的话，我们可以向神求说，我们神啊，是不是还可以给我一两年。
Through the whole Bible, there's one person, right? He really keep the word of God.
在圣经这样讲的，有一个人他真正的是遵守神的诫命。
And so one time God said, he going to take his life away.
有一次神跟他说他要把他取走。
And this person is Hezekiah.
这个就是西西家。
And this Hezekiah cried out to God, said, God, please remember what I did. Can youPlease prolong my life.
西西家王对神求说，神啊，请纪念我所做的，请让我活得更长一些。
I'm too young. I don't want to go.
我太年轻了，我并不想离开。
And God said, okay, I'll give you 15 more years.
那神就跟说，好，那我再给你十五年。
So we can see that if we do really keep God's commandment, when we cry out to God, God will give us long life.
那所以说我们如果真的遵守神的诫命的话，我们向神求的话，神可以给我们更长的寿命。
Who knows? We might need it one day, isn't it?
谁知道我们说不定哪一天会需要呢？
Let's look at the fifth reasons.
我们再看第五个原因。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 11.
我们来看《生命记》
十一章。
十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 19。
生命记十一章第十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 19。
生命记十一章第十九节。
Verse 19。
生命记十一章十九节。
You shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Verse 20.
二十节。
And you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Verse 21.
二十一节。
That your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land of which the Lord swore to your father to give them, like the days of the heavens above the earth. Verse 22. For if you carefully keep all these commandments which I commanded you to do, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his way, and to hold fast to him. Verse 23. Then the Lord will drive out all these nations from before you, and you will dispossess a greater and mightier nation than yourself. Verse 24. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the western sea, shall be your territory. Verse 25. No man shall be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put the dread of you and the fear of you upon all the land where you tread, just as he has said to you. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 19 to verse 21.
So from 生命记的第十一章第十九节到第二十一节。
It mentioned that we need to, besides teaching the commandments to ourselves, we need to teach our children.
这里讲到，除了我们要在自己查好神的诫命之外，还要来教训我们的儿女。
In other words, it means that we need to have some kind of family altar in our house.
这就是说，我们在家里面要有一个家庭祭坛一样的。
And if we do so,
如果我们这样行的话
，and people obey God,
我们的儿女们都遵守神的诫命。
God promises that wherever we go, we will have success.
那这样子，无论我们去哪里，神都让我们都可以成功。
Bible says that these nations, is basically occupy the land.
那当时神说那些国家都是占领那个土地。
But you are able to cast them out, to drive them out.
但是你却能够去把他们赶走。
You know, sometimes we really want to live a very happy and joyful life on this earth.
很多时候我们真的想愿意在这个世界上做生活有一个平安跟喜乐的生活。
But sometimes we're not experiencing it.
但是很多时候我们却没有体会到。
And there are many reasons that's stopping us from experience on earth as in heaven.
那有很多原因能够让我们体会不到我们在地上像在天上一样。
And these reasons, these difficulty are just like these enemies, occupy the land so that we may not obtain it.
这些困难这些就像是这些占据这些地方的国家一样，让我们不能得到我们应该得到的。
But God promised them if they will teach to their children, gather together and obey God's commandment.
但是神有应许我们，如果我们把我们的孩子们带在一起来学习查好神的诫命。
God promises that we are able to overcome all these difficulties.
那神应许我们，我们将会有能力能够克服所有的这些困难。
And then that we can experience, in our house, in our church.In any place we go, that God is in this place, and we feel like we are in heaven.
那我们就会觉得知道，在教会，在家里面，无论我们去哪里，都觉得神会和我们同在。那我们就像在天国一样。
Even though when we encounter some certain difficulties,
甚至我们即使我们碰到困难
，we will feel that God is with us. We have the joy, we have confidence that we will overcome it.
但是我们知道神和我们同在，我们有喜乐，我们有信心来克服这些困难。
So this is.To show that it's so important that we need to have not just Sabbath service.
所以这是告诉我们很重要的，不仅仅是只有安息日的聚会。
We need to also try our best to come to attend the Bible study.
我们也要试图要努力的来参加我们的家庭聚会、查经聚会。
Not just that, but also to have family altar in our home when at the times when church do not have Bible study.
不光是这样，即使教会没有活动的时候，也要在家里面来组织家庭的祭坛来敬拜神。
Okay, so these are the five reasons why we should establish a family altar and attend service and fellowship.
现在我们已经有讲到了五个原因，我们应该来做家庭的聚会跟团契。
Now let's talk about how we can establish family service, a fellowship in our house. 现在 anywhere we go，
现在我们讲究要怎么样子来实行我们的美好的团契跟家庭的聚会。
Three points，
有三个方法。
First is with love。
第一个方法就是要用爱心来做。
Sometimes people do not know how to start it。
很多人都不知道，刚开始都不知道怎么样来做。
And sometimes they hear like pastors say encourage people to establish family order。
当时他们听到传道说，我要在家庭里面要设立家庭祭坛。
And so what happened is they go home。
他们做的是在家回家之后
，and they give orders，
他就下一些命令。
So now everybody from now on tomorrow from tonight everybody ten。
那从现在开始，每个晚上，所有的人都必须来参加。
And then when people have this family order，
所以他们当他们有家庭祭坛的时候，
hey you talk，
他就指派你来讲。
And if that person says something he doesn't like to hear or she doesn't like to hear。
如果这个人讲的话他不愿意听的话
and then they raise their voice，
他就会把声音说得很高。
I'm sure that everybody will be scared in that kind of family service。
如果是这样子的家庭的祭坛的话，我想每个人都会害怕。
Because nobody want to go to a place where they're going to be yelled at， right？
因为每一个人没有一个人想去一个地方他们会被骂的。
And so it's love that attracts people，
所以来吸引人的是爱。
You know, especially for long term, if people want to go there for long term, they need to feel like in that place they're not going to feel threatened or always being rebuked.
如果大家都要去一个地方来团契的话，他不愿意在那个地方受到任何的，如果被训斥。
So, you know, sometimes we need to examine ourselves.
有时候我们要来反省我们自己。
Why sometimes we cannot establish family altar and bring God and bring the heaven to our house?
那为什么我有时候我们不能来在家里面设立我们的家庭祭坛，而不能让天国来降到我们的
？Maybe we do have the heart, but then how come our children don't want to attend, or our family members don't want to attend?
降临到我们家，那虽然我们有这个心，但是我们的家庭成员却不愿意来参加。
Maybe they are afraid of us.
可能原因是他们害怕我
们。So, they don't want to spend time with us and close to us.
他并不愿意花时间来跟我们在一起，跟我们耗尽距离。
But then we also see some people that they are very loving and whenever they say things, they don't raise their voice.
那我们也有看到一些相反的例子，就是很多人很有爱心，他从来不会把自己的音量提得很大。
And so when people listen, they feel like they can draw to them and they want to talk to them.
当别人听到的时候，他们就会觉得很亲切，他们想跟他交流。
So,we need to remember that this how to start a family altar, right? We need to start with love.
所以我们最重要的一点，要开始家庭祭坛的话，就是要用爱心来开始。
And in family altar, it's not a place that where we criticize the other and yelling or fighting.
家庭祭坛不是我们来批评别人或者是来争吵的地方。
But it's actually to understand what other people think and also to see what Bible say about it. So it's not your way, it's not my way, but it's God's way.
所以而是一个地方来懂来相互了解对方的想法，并且来看圣经上的道理，神怎么样说的。
This second way to establish family altar or fellowship is that we need to use wisdom.
第二个要来建立家庭祭坛的方法就是我们要有智慧。
Sometimes people think of family altar or some kind of fellowship, they thought, oh, it's so boring. You have to follow according to certain schedule, and then you have to talk about it, and then you also have to pray for like half an hour or something like that.
但有时候我们想，当然有提到家庭聚会或者是家庭祭坛的话，我们觉得很单调，因为有很一个固定的计划要安排，要祷告很长时间或怎么样子。
Or they think it's like a formality.
或者他们觉得这是一个形式而已。
Well, but family order doesn't have to be like that.
家庭祭坛并不必要要那样子。
Because when we establish family order, right, we have to take many things into consideration.
因为我们在设立家庭祭坛时，我们要考虑到很多的因素。
Because sometimes maybe our family members, maybe our spouse hasn't believed.
举个例子说，可能我们的配偶还没有相信。
Or maybe our family member have believed for a long time.
或者说我们的信徒还没有相信很长时间。
Or our family member are quite young.
或者
they cannot talk.
我们的家庭成员年纪太小，根本没有办法来讲。
Or our family member at this time are teenager, they challenge us many things.
或者我们的家庭成员是很小孩子，他有很多问题。
So there can be many different format to suit and to establish everybody. 各种 family altar to suit everybody.
我们去可以看各种各样的方式来选择适合于我们的。
For example,
举个例子。
Okay. If our spouse is unbelieving, hasn't believed in God.
举如说我们的配偶还没有相信神。
Well, definitely, don't try to so we should need to pray in the spirit and for half an hour. We don't need to do that.
那你不会不要坚持说我们要祷告半个小时，用灵言来祷告半小时。
But actually, it should be something like a time together that husband and wife should talk.
那应该更多的是花一些时间，先妻子和先生一起来交谈。
And then start with a prayer of understanding.
可以用悟性祷告开始。
For example.My family.
在我家。
Whenever after I work, I come back around 10 or 11 o'clock.
在我工作完之后就回到家，总是十点十一点了。
Sometimes I have also many things to do after I got back home.
那就会一般来说回家之后有很多事情要做。
But then my wife will prepare this dessert.
那我像这时候我太太就会准备一些点心。
So when I walk in, I say, "Oh, please come down, sit down."
我就进来的时候我就说好，请坐下来。
I don't do anything.
那什么都不要做。
And then serve with the desserts.
然后他就开始把点心拿上来。
And then, so we are sitting at the dining table, and we just talk.
那我们就坐在桌子旁边，我们就交谈一下。
She will ask me, how's your day today?
他就会问我今天过得怎么样。
And then I'll also ask her what's her day today.
那我也会问他今天过得怎么样。
And then we'll discuss certain issues, and we'll discuss what does Bible say about it.
那我们就会再谈到一些问题，然后圣经上是怎么讲的道理。
And then at that time, there's wonderful desserts too.
那同时也有很好吃的点心。
And so having such a fellowship or family order, right? It's also concerned family order. So where we both of us talk heart to heart and also concern for each other and then enjoy food.
所以这样的方式也可以算是家庭祭坛的一种。这样子，我们还在一起交谈。可以交换自己的相互的想法，也可以来享用我们的食物。
And of course, my wife and I are all believing in the Lord. So after that, we just pray together.
因为我和我太太当然都相信主，所以在那个之后我们就一起祷告。
And sometimes if it's very difficult for our unbelieving spouse, we just pray in understanding. And I think our spouse shouldn't mind about that short prayer.
如果我们的配偶还没有相信的话，我相信我们可以。只是来做一个简短的悟性祷告，我相信他们应该不会计较。
And if we have a little child in our house,
如果我们在家里还有孩子的话
，Of course they, probably some people, you know, they can run, they can walk, or they can crawl, but then they still can't understand what we are saying.
即使他能够走路，能够爬，但是他们却很不懂得我们讲什么。
But it's okay. The parents should take the initiative role and to lead the family service, a family altar, and husband and wife just pray together and read a passage together.
但是没有关系，这样子父母还是可以在一起来读一段圣经，来一起祷告。
But you see, our children will see us and imitate us.
这样子的话，我们就给我们的孩子们设立一个榜样。
Even though they cannot understand what we are saying, but they learn, oh, my parents are praying, my parents are reading Bible.
虽然他并不懂得我们在做什么，但是他会看到我们在读经，我们在祷告。
And so that, you know, sometimes in the future when we teach them, it will not be so foreign, so strange. Say, why you tell me these things? You don't pray at home. You know, why you tell me to pray at home?
以后当我们教导他们这些事情的时候，他们就不会觉得奇怪。他说，会说，原来你自己在家里都不祷告，为什么会叫我在家里祷告
？And also, if we are teenager in our house.
并且如果我们在家里有少年的话。
We probably realize that a lot of time will be spent on discussion.
我们会就知道有很多时间会要花在跟他们讨论上面。
Also to see what Bible say.
来看，我们要来查考圣经上讲是什么。
Because the teenagers have many questions. Why we cannot do this? What can we do that?
那少年们会有很多问题，会说我们为什么不能做这些事情？为什么不能要做那些事情
？And we need to realize that.When they are young, we can tell them, say, don't do this, don't do that. But then when they grow up, they want to know deeper.
当他们小一点的时候，我们可以教他们不要做这个，不要做那个。当他们大点的时候，我们就要让他们知道为什么不能这样做。
And sometimes, some parents are still in that mentality, just thinking that if I tell them don't do this, and that will resolve it. But it may not be.
多父母以为只要自己告诉他们不要那么做，他们就会把这个问题解决，但实际上并不是这样简单。
And all children desire to know really why. Why I cannot do this?
我们的孩子会想试图去了解我们为什么不能做这些事情。
They don't want simply just taking command. They also want to understand with their logic.
他并不是简简单单的只要服从命令，他们需要有一定的逻辑。
And how can we teach them? We have to spend time together.
那我们怎么样来教导他们呢？我们就要花时间在一起。
And if we have difficulty sometimes to teach them,
如果我们在教导他们的时候有困难的话，
and then we should also bring them to family service.
那我们也应该带他们来家庭聚会。
Sometimes the preacher or a brother sister will also try to talk to them.
那这样子，我们的传道或者弟兄姐妹们就会来试图跟他们来交流。
And sometimes they have their own age people. They understand why. They can tell them why.
甚至他们会有他们的好朋友，相同年纪的好朋友，会告诉他们原因，为什么要这样做。
So, how to establish family order? There's many ways.
所以在怎么样子来建立家庭祭坛，有很多方法。
We can depend on our family members.
有很多可以行的方式。
If our family member, the spirituality is not there, we just spend more time into discussion and caring for each other and to see what happened to them.
取决于我们的家庭成员。如果我们家庭成员的灵性还不到那样程度的话，我们就要花很多时间来讨论。
I will give them advice and to what, give them biblical advice.
我们来按圣经给我们的建议。
But if our family member are quite mature, we can also have a formal one, a family order.
那如果我们家庭成员的灵性都有很成熟的话，我们就可以比较正式的家庭祭坛。
And if our family member like to sing him,
举个例子，如果说我们家庭成员喜欢唱诗的话
，because they are gifted in that area,
可能他们有这方面的恩赐，或者他们有这个兴趣。
And we start from their interest, we just spend more time singing him.
那我们可以从他们的兴趣啊着手，可以只是在唱更多的赞美诗。
And then, and pray for a while, and then conclude.
那我们祷告一下，然后再结束。
So,there's many ways to establish family order, but we need to use wisdom to see what is appropriate for our family members.
所以有很多方式可以来实行家庭祭坛，但是我们需要有智慧来看哪一种方式最适合。
The third way to establish family order is that we need to take time out.
那第三个要实现家庭祭坛的方法就是我们一定要花时间去做。
I always hear people having this excuse, I'm too busy.
我们经常听到大家都有这个借口，说是我太忙了。
Is that right? I'm too busy.
那是不是这样子？我们都有这个借口，说我们太忙。
I don't have time.
我没有时间。
So I can't do it.
我没办法做。
Is it really true? We don't have time.
那是真的我们没有时间吗
？It all depends on what do we want to focus. What is what's important to us?
这实际上是取决于我们。我们的注意力在哪里？我们认为什么是重要的
？And if we feel like this is important to us,
如果我们觉得这个对我们很重要的
话 ，we feel our family member, our faith, our family, the faith of family members is very important.
我们觉得我们家庭成员的信心很重要的话
，more important than the money I earn.
比我们要赚的钱更重要的话
，it's only a couple more dollars. Okay, it's more important. I don't need to spend more time. I don't need to work beyond 10 hours.
我们并不需要去每天工作10个小时以上。
We can leave some time for our family members.
我们应该来花一些时间来跟我们家庭成员在一起。
And sometimes we discover that yes, people do take time out, but then when they come back home, right, they still bring their work back to their home.
我们知道有的时候，的确有的人他们会把一些时间分出来给家庭一起分享，但是他们回来的时候，他带一些工作回来。
So they might always focus on their work and not on family.
所以他们的思想总是集中在他们的工作上面，而不是他们的家庭身上。
And think about it, is that a family?
那我们想一想，那这样子是一个家庭吗
？It's more like what? It's a workplace, isn't it?
那更觉得这个家庭像是一个工作的地方。
Our family members, everybody's busy and everybody's come home and do their own things.
如果我们家庭成员每个人回来之后都在做他们自己的工作。
So we shouldn't call a family. We should call it what a work company.
如果回来的大家这样子的话，我们就不能叫他们一个家庭，而是像一个公司一样。
So our family is not a company.
我们的要家庭不是一个公司。
Our family is a place where we love each other, we concern, and have God among us.
我们的家庭是 一个地方，我们来相互相爱，来一起来查好神的道理的地
方。So every member in the family need to have this understanding that we need to take some time, either half an hour, 15 minutes, or an hour, just sit together and talk and communicate and pray together.
所以让我们都懂得这一点，我们家庭成员应该花一些时间，至少半个小时在一起，一起来讨论，一起来读经，一起来祷告。
So what matters us the most is actually in the future you'll discover it's not the money, it's our children.
最重要的就是我们发现将来最重要对我们的并不是我们有多少钱，而是我们有什么样的孩子。
Because if our children cannot communicate with us when they grow up.
举个例子说，我们如果他们我们的孩子长大之后跟我们没有办法沟通的话。
And because none of us are actually established in the foundation of God's word.
如果我们没有去试图给他们做好信仰的基础的话。
And then you spend all this time, all the energy, all the money to raise them up, and then what? They don't care.
你们花很多的精力，很多的时间去赚钱来把他们养大的话，但是结果却是他们根本就不在乎。
Then what's the point of raising them up?
那你把他们养大又是为了什么呢？
And also, God anticipates us that we need to bring our children to Him.
并且神也期待我们把我们的孩子们带到他面前。
God actually gives every parent a job.
神实际上给每一个父母都有一些都他的工作。
Is that we need to bring our children to have a likeness of God.
就是说要让我们要把让我们的孩子有像神那样的样式。
In Genesis chapter 5 and chapter 6, it mentioned that there is two kinds of people.
在创世纪第五章第六节有两种人谈到。
There is a descendants that from Cain.
那有当时有这个是从
people, a descendants from Cain.
是从那个
该隐
的后代。
The people in Cain emphasize accomplishments.
该隐的后代，他们强调要有成就。
So in Genesis chapter 5, it mentioned that what they did.
在创世纪第五章又讲到他们做的事情。
Oh, some of them are like a musician. Some people are like industrial. They know how to make irons. They have many inventions.
他们有很多人是有很有技巧的，会生产一些产品或做铁匠。
But then they also record another group of people is the descendants of Seth.
那另外他也记载另外一组人就是赛特的后代。
And what they emphasize, the chosen people of God, what these people emphasize is that they bring up their children, they focus on their children.
那这些人他们生活的目的就是他们把注意力放在他们的孩子身上。
They want to bring their children to have a likeness of God.
他们愿意他们孩子能有像神一样的样式。
And that's what God one day will ask from us. So, what happened to the inheritance that I give it to you?
那这就是为什么神说，到时候他们会问，我给你的财产你怎么样子处理了？
God will not ask us, oh, what happened to your inheritance? Did he get the first place in the school? Did he get the first place best job in the world? God's not going to ask that.
神不会说我给你的赐给你的财富你让他得到第一名在班上得到第一名吗神并不会去问那些问题。
But he's going to ask us, did they have the inheritance that I gave it to you, do you make them to be like me?
神会问我们说我给你的孩子们你让他像我一样吗
So we can realize that we cannot just be content that we come into church once a week and we feel happy, we feel joyful.Church.
所以我们不能仅仅因为我们一个星期来教会一次感到喜乐跟平安就满足。
But honestly, having once a week service here is not enough.
老老实实说，每个星期一次的聚会并不足够。
Sometimes people think that teaching the children is the responsibility of RE teachers and pastors.
甚至有人都认为教导孩子的责任是我们的宗教教育老师或者是传道的责任。
Yes, it's our responsibility, but it's definitely also our parents' job. Our parents' job.Have bigger portion than pastor and all your teachers.
当然，传道跟宗教教育老师有责任，但是父母有更大的责任。
Can a plant survive only once a week have a sunlight and then rest the 6 days out in the darkness?
如果一个植物一个星期只照一次阳光的话，其他六天都在黑暗中的话，它能够存活吗
？The plant will not live.
这个植物不可能存活。
If it ever live, it will be very fragile.
即使存活的话，也会变得很脆弱。
So we need to really have the desire to establish a family altar and also attend Bible study.
所以我们要有很大的强的愿望来建立家庭祭坛来做查经的工作。
And God desires for us to do such a thing so that we may be benefited and also feel that we are on earth as is in heaven.
因为这是神希望我们做的，并且我们从中也得到益处，因为我们可以在觉得在地上如同在天上一样。
So today we have mentioned five reasons why we should have fellowship services and also family altars.
今天我们讲到五个原因，为什么我们需要有家庭聚会、家庭祭坛和团契。
We also mentioned three reasons how to establish family altars and fellowship in our house.
我们也讲到有三个方法来建立家庭祭坛跟团契。
Let's sing hymn.
我们现在一起来唱诗。
122.
122首。